Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big-city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that Chadron Community Hospital.
Seven and oh. You think that's accomplishing something? Well, if you look at the Chadron Cardinals schedule this season, that means you've beaten one team that's above 500. That's Valentine. You won that game 43-6. Now it's October, the second weekend of October. Sydney's next week, but first you got the Gearing Bulldogs, 5-2, the best record that they've had in 12 years. This is when it's real. You win tonight and you're shattered. You're most likely playing at home on November 1st. You lose, well, you're going to Eastern Nebraska come November 1st. You win tonight, you got one of the biggest games that any one of these kids, any of these parents, any one of the fans have ever seen at Cardinal Field next Friday night. As we welcome you here to Gearing Memorial Football Stadium for Chadron versus Gearing, the 76th time that these two teams have met, only separated by roughly 2-hour drive. But classes, they're different. Chadron C1, Gearing's Class B, which means for Chadron, that's an added 2 points when it comes to the wild card standings. We'll get to that a little bit later on. You're Gearing, you're 5-2. You don't have a win against a team that's currently above 500. The one time you've come close, you missed an extra point to lose to McCook a few weeks ago. The other time you played a Class B team that has quality, shut out 35-0, only had 61 yards in that game. This one is big. It's going to tell us a lot, and it's going to shake up the playoff standings in both Class C1 and Class B as we roll along with 2 weeks until the first round of 11-man football playoffs. As we welcome you to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, I'm Chase Thompson. I'm so happy to be with you. This is when it's real. This is when it's fun. It's a cold, cold October Friday night here in Western Nebraska. Temperatures in the mid-40s. With the wind, it feels like it's in the lower 40s or the upper 30s. The rain, that's not here. We got that last night. It's just going to be a cold, classic Friday night affair between two teams that have more than enough history to speak for itself. We'll get to that a little bit more later on here in the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. We'll go ahead and take our first break, come back, and give you a little bit more energy. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Football here on 6 AM KCSR and Chadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wallstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at WallstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Well, welcome back to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you live from Buring Memorial Football Stadium from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast. We with Platte Valley Bank, you belong here, member FDIC. Let's talk about these teams a little bit more on a cold Friday night. Yes, temperatures in the mid-40s, cloudy conditions could clear up a little bit throughout the night as the wind picks up. If you're here or driving to the stadium listening to us, it's going to be in the 30s on the drive back, so be careful tonight. It is cold out, the coldest temperatures we've had so far this season. But Chadron Cardinals last week against Blue Lions, it was a 54-12 win, a very classy win for the Chadron Cardinals. They're up 30-0 after the first quarter. Backed it off tremendously, worked on some stuff as they rolled throughout the game, ended up with a big win, 54-12. The Cardinals, Quinn Bailey only 72 yards away from, well, let me rephrase that, 69 yards away from tying the school record of 1,197, which means he's only 72 yards away from breaking 2,000. He looks at the law of averages, he's going to break that probably the first play of the second quarter. But remember, the last time he had a big number he needed to get to, well, he rushed for 140 yards in the first quarter of their game against the Chase County Longhorns just a few weeks ago back at Cardinal Field. In fact, I think that was the last time. Yes, it was last time we were at Cardinal Field for Chadron Cardinal football. This team, Chadron, coming in, averaging 395 yards per game, 61 yards pass per game, 330 yards on the ground. This team, it's been run-oriented throughout the past few games. They have three straight games without a touchdown pass, four games without an interception. So when they throw the ball, they take care of it. Thing is, it hasn't been their bread and butter this season. And the Gearing Bulldogs. I grew up in the Panhandle. I watched Gearing be good. I watched their head coach, Daniel Boyle, a superstar athlete for Gearing Bulldogs. He ended up going up to Chadron State and having a stellar career. 80 catches, 1,085 yards, 10 touchdowns, 39 games played. He was the captain of the 2015 Chadron State Eagle football team. He's turned this program around. Most wins since 2012. First winning season since 2012. And guess what? Looks like they're going to the playoffs for the first time since 2012. But on this field, there is some history between these two ball clubs. If you want to remember, and I'm sorry, Chadron fans, I am going to go there and go back to a really rough night for the Chadron Cardinals. It was back here in 2017. Gearing came into the night with a 34-game losing streak. Ended up being a 21-14 loss to the Hastings Tigers in overtime. On October 4th of 2013, 1,442 days later, they ended that streak with a 22-14 win over the Chadron Cardinals. Again, that was a 34-game losing streak. So there's some history. And last year's team that went 2-7, Chadron barely won that game, 22-16. Oh, by the way, that final score back in 2017, it was 22-14. So there is history. Games tend to be close. And where we're at in the season with what these two teams have to prove, we might be in for a dandy tonight here from Gearing Memorial Football Stadium. Go ahead and take our second break and come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air. But there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Gearing Memorial Football Stadium, Chase Thompson here with you in the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Let's talk about this Gearing team a little bit more, break down their stats. Well, number one thing I'm going to point out is that they have a 300-meter hurdle champion from Glass B last season, from last spring. Creighton Beals, he missed last year's game between the Chadron Cardinals and the Gearing Bulldogs, which again was here at Bulldog Stadium, a 22-14 dub for the Chadron Cardinals. He's back, he's healthy, and he's had a pretty good season for himself. Beals this season, 70 carries, 523 yards on the ground, 4 touchdown rushes for Beals. This Gearing team averages 114 yards through the air, 186 yards on the ground, 301 total yards per game. You look through their season averages in terms of total points, they average 29.8 points per game while allowing 20. They are going to go with the national anthem earlier, so we'll go ahead and get to my interview with head coach Michael Stanstrom. You're tuning into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show here on 610 AM KCSR and Chadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
We're back here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson. Now I'm with head coach of the Chadron Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom. Coach, you guys won 54-12 over the Alliance Bulldogs last week. Got a lot of younger guys into the game.
Talk about what went good against Alliance.
Well, I think we started pretty fast. Sometimes we've struggled on the road, and so it was kind of nice to see that, you know, we took the opening kickoff and scored pretty quickly, and then we're able to get a quick stop on defense with the safety there and then go down and score again. So I think we were just pretty efficient in the first half, and then fortunately, as you said, we're able to get some of those younger guys playing time that's going to help them in the future.
So now you guys are going up against gearing a program that's been struggling as of late, but it's having one of their best seasons since 2011. Let's get to know gearing a little bit. What have you seen from them?
Well, they lost quite a few offensive and defensive linemen last year, and I wasn't sure what to expect, but, you know, they've kind of replaced those guys with kind of a scrappy group of kind of smaller but very athletic linemen, and then their skill positions are really their strength. They have some solid players at receiver and at quarterback and at running back, and so they're pretty athletic. They do a lot of good things that are challenging, but overall their strength is probably in that skill group.
So you guys are 7-0, haven't been this way since 2021, looking at a high playoff seed. What's the vibe around the team right now?
Everyone's excited. You know, we expect, obviously, to make the playoffs, but our expectation now is to host a playoff game, and then to eventually, once we get that, just to keep building and hopefully win, you know, several games and, you know, go as far as we can. I think we everyone has pretty good energy. They're excited. They want to be there. I haven't seen any of the late season blues that kind of pop up sometimes when you're not having so much success. So I think there's just a lot of energy on the team.
So Tobin Landon, your sophomore quarterback, got his first start week one against Broken Bow. Talk about his progression throughout the season. He's been looking pretty solid as of late.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job. I mean, we're obviously a pretty heavily run-based team, and, you know, people see that. But I think when I talk to some other coaches, they're impressed with the way he throws the ball, the way he makes decisions. And so we had a couple drops that hurt us a little bit last week. So otherwise, I thought he did a really good job of getting the ball where it needed to go, not making any really bad decisions. And so I felt good about what he was doing.
So Gearing's now a longtime rival. This is the 76th all-time meeting between Shattern and Gearing. Talk about the history between Shattern and Gearing since you're a Shattern High alum yourself.
Well, it's kind of an interesting deal, and it's interesting that this is the 75th game against the Lions, but the 76th against Gearing, especially considering the fact that for a nice bit of time when I was in high school, we didn't play Gearing. I can't remember what years I'd have to look back, but I don't know that we played Gearing. But anyway, I think it's just it's a close rivalry. You know, our schools have always been a similar size, and we've just always had, it seems like, hard games down there. I know when I was one of my first years, maybe my second year coaching, we were 3-0 going into Gearing, and they were on their notorious 34-game losing streak, and it poured rain like I've never been in a game before, and we ended up losing that game by a touchdown, I believe. A couple years later, we were down late in the game. We ended up blocking a punt and scoring a touchdown after a few plays with, I believe, 8 seconds left or something like that. And then we scored a two-point conversion to win like 14-12 or something. So the games are, they seem like they're always close. Even last year, down in Gearing, was it was a one-score, one-possession game. So we're going to have to play well. They always seem to play well against us. Their coaches are excellent. He's a good friend of mine, but Daniel Boyle, the nephew of the former CFC head football coach.
And so, a good CSU player in his own right when he was an Eagle.
Very good player. Yes, he was a very good player. So, anyways, it's going to be quite a rivalry game, and they're 5-2. They want to make the playoffs. They have a chance to boost those chances. So I expect a full-fledged battle with these guys.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back on the Shattering Community Hospital pregame show. Shattering Gearing coming up next here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattering Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back here live from Geary Memorial Football Stadium, Chase Thompson here with you from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth and the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. I want to jump into the Shattern Lock Keys of the Game, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. And I want to look at this stat as a big one. Geary has a +9 turnover margin this season. Shattern, they are at +4, so a pretty solid number. Actually, +2, I beg your pardon. So a pretty solid number, but Geary likes to turn teams over, and they do a pretty good job at doing that. I think a lot of those turnovers have happened against teams like Lexington, Alliance, et cetera. So, against better teams, well, Gearing's actually minus in the turnover margin. So, can Shattern control the ball, control tempo of this game? We've seen that throughout the season that Shattern does like to run the ball. Quinn Bailey, even last week, 16 carries, still at 222. So, can they control the ball throughout this game and not turn over the football? If you're Gearing, man, what do you got to lose? You're 5-2. You're above 500. Going to the playoffs for the first time. The oldest kid on this team was 6 years old. You've already proved what you got to do this season and rebuilt this program. Head coach Danny Boyle has rebuilt this program. So what do you got to lose? Be in the playoffs? Based on how things are going, you're probably going on the road to either McCook, Norris, or Elkhorn in the first round of the playoffs. So try to get this one. You get this one, maybe you're hosting a home game coming up here in 2 weeks on November 1st. If you're the Shattern Cardinals, you get this one, well, I think the bus might stay parked on November 1st. And that's your Shattern Lock Keys of the Game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for lock, keys, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. We got about 4.5 minutes to go until we kick the ball off. We'll go ahead and go to our final pregame break. When we come back, we'll have the Country Kitchen starting lineups and State Farm Insurance. Kick off your journey into Shadrack Cardinal football here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrack.com.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by. Or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Oh, welcome back to Gearing Memorial Football Stadium. Chase Thompson here with you. Brad Moore back in the KCSR Flat Valley Bank Studios in downtown Shadron. Let's jump into this Country Kitchen start and lineups. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. I'm going to go with the Gearing Bulldogs first, where they're going to go out with Reese Knight, number 7, a junior at quarterback, followed by number 3, Creighton Fields, number 3, a senior, Baron Williams, number 5, a senior wide receiver, number 25, Bo Gable, is a junior wideout for the Gearing Bulldogs. Number 44, Ryland Ray, a sophomore, followed by number 2, Isaiah Murillo, a senior. On the offensive line is Noah Sindel, a senior, number 77. Number 58, Talon Schneider, a senior, number 58. Number 50, Dawson Elson, a junior, number 50. Number 55, Brody Plum, a junior, number 55. And number 56, Hudson Sintner, number 56. On the defensive line for the Gearing Bulldogs, they're going to come out with Noah Sindel on at defensive tackle, Talon Schneider, also on defensive tackle, out of defensive end, Dawson Elson, and Ty Cape, number 30, a junior. An offensive linebacker, outside linebacker, number 3, Creighton Bales, a senior, number 3. Inside linebacker, number 55, Brody Quam, a junior, number 55. Inside linebacker, number 10, Ethan Hernandez, a sophomore, number 10. And the defensive backs for the Gearing Bulldogs are Trevor Kinman, a junior, Baron Williams, number 5, a senior, and Reese Knight, a junior, number 7. Getting it off for them will be number 21, Joel Brown. Punter is Barry Williams, and the long snapper is Dawson Elson. They are head coached by Danny O'Boyle. Shadron Cardinals, and they'll get the ball first. Start things, so we'll go with their offense first. They're going to come out with Tobin Landon, a 6-foot tall sophomore. Running back is Quinn Bailey, a 5-foot-8 senior. Danon Busker, a 5-foot-9 senior, is going to be lining up as fullback tonight. Brady and Bryson Wright are on the outside. Both are 5-foot-11 sophomores. Dallin Jelinek, a 5-foot-11 senior, and Tobin Russ, 5-foot-11 senior, are your wide receivers. And then on the offensive line, the tackles are Zane Cullors, 180-pound senior, Alex Fisher, a 215-pound senior. Guards are John Fintel, a 250-pound senior, Owen West, a 215-pound senior, and the center is Bryson Bickle, a 235-pound senior. They are head coached by Michael Sandstrom. Cardinals coming in at 7-0. The Cardinals, Gearing did win the toss. They did the first. It'll be Shadron Cardinal football to begin things. This kickoff that we're about to see is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Tracy Strothart, Inc. State Farm is there for you. As we have topped the 7 o'clock hour here on Stereo 10 a.m. KCSR, Shadron, Nebraska, in Shadrad.com. Chase Thompson here with you. Man, we've been together now. This is the 8th time we've been together for football season. We've had so much fun. We've seen 7 wins. Are we going to see an 8th tonight? See an 8th tonight? Well, we were going to be talking from Cardinal Field on November 1st. We see Deering get the win, well, we're going to be fighting for everything we got. Coming next Friday night in the season finale against any who will be undefeated. They're playing Alliance site. Shatter will be going left to right to get things on your radio dial. White tops, black numbers with white helmets in the Cardinal crest, black pants. Back deep to receive. It's Quinn Bailey. Do kick it off for the Gearing Bulldogs. It is Joel Brown. Thank you for being with us here. Week 8 is underway. It's a short kickoff. A fair catch going to be called at the 31-yard line, so the Cardinals will have their first possession, first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. The Shattern Cardinal team, they've been run-heavy throughout the season. Gearing tends to turn teams over, but it's been through the pick. Shattern, they worked a little bit on the passing attack in the third quarter against Alliance last week. They weren't attacking, but watching this team throughout practice and throughout the season, you could tell that those plays could work as attack plays. They just weren't going to embarrass Alliance. Looks like they're going to come out with the Wildcat formation with Quinn Bailey back at quarterback. Do heavy set behind the right tackle. Now it's Philbin Landon. Quinn Bailey comes in motion from the right slot. Spins around. Landon gets snapped. It's Bailey. Right side dive. He gets to the 35-yard line. That'll be 4-yard carry for Quinn Bailey on the first play of scrimmage. Second and 6 for the Cardinals from their own 35-yard line. And number 55, Cody Quam was the one in on the tackle. So it'll be second and 6 upcoming for the Cardinals. They go out the same formation, single set. With Landon in the backfield, they got two guys behind the right tackles. Bailey near slide slot, two wide receivers. Here comes Bailey in motion. And it's a dive to the left side. Bailey jumps across, gets cracked at the, falls down to the 40-yard line. That'll be a 5-yard carry to make it third and short for the guard. Yeah, it was Plum in on the tackle, second of the night. Big third down early. Cardinals last year here at this stadium. 122-14, got the lead early, held on. This team has been scene of numerous disasters in the past, so it's going to be a pistol set. Bailey behind Landon, one wide receiver each side. They're going to go. Can't tell who's behind the tight ends. Bailey gets the snap right side. He gets the first down, only gets 3. So it'll be a first and 10 Cardinal. Glenn Bailey tends to get better and better. Remember, he just needs 72 yards to crack 2,000, which would set a new school record and more. Third in the country. If you look at the per-game numbers, if he were to have as many games as the guys above him, he would lead the nation in rushing this season. He's already well clear of the state lead above Connor Booth, who is a Nebraska commit, at least for Class C2 Bishop Newman. So they're going to go with the traditional shotgun formation. Bailey, one step to the left of Landon. Guy goes in motion. Bailey's going to get the handoff. Good blocking up front. Bailey falls down to the 50-yard line. That's a 7-yard carry, maybe 8. Yeah, it'll be an 8-yard carry for Bailey. Make it 2nd and 2. Baron Williams, 300-meter hurdle champion from Class B this past spring at Burke Stadium with the tackle. It's going to be a 2nd and long, too. Gary is going to come out with looks like three down linemen, 2 defensive backs. Bailey will line up behind. Beside. Landon in the shotgun and straight dive for Bailey. Quinn Bailey across the 45. Gets knocked down at the 41. That's a 9-yard carry for Bailey. So it'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals. Shattern just chewing up the ground game on this natural grass surface here. Again, they've renovated the stadium recently since last time I've been here. It's been about 9 years since I've been in this stadium. It looks really nice. That's off to Gearing for putting together a great stadium renovation. It's a really nice stadium. And Shattern's going to go empty set with Landon. 2 wide receivers near side, 1 on the far side. Here comes Bailey in motion from the left side slot. He gets ahead of steam, gets the handoff, jumps across the 35, down to the 33-yard line. Another 7 yards for Bailey. They get 2nd and 3. Bo Gable came in and was the last one to touch Bailey as he was falling towards the ground. So it'll be a 2nd and 2 Cardinals. They're going to give him 8. Winner of this game has an inside slot at hosting a game in their respective classes, Shattern Class D1 team. So They're getting an extra 2 points in the wild card. We'll jump to that a little bit more later on. As it's going to be pistol set. Bailey behind Landon. Here comes a man in motion. Snap toward Landon. Bailey gets handoff. It's a straight dive up the middle. He drives across the 30-yard line. He's going to get enough for a first down after a gain of two. It'll be a first and 10 Cardinals. Now, I've been talking about the wild card situation and how things are going to shake out, how State of Nebraska sees their brackets is based off the wild card system. Division One team wins over Division One teams are worth 50 points unless you play up a class, and it's worth 52 losses. Or playing up a class is always an added 2 points. It doesn't matter whether win or loss or what division. The Garen's most likely to end up as a Division Two team, which means this game could be worth 49 points. Next week versus Finney, that's 50. Two big wins could be a top two seed for the Cardinals. Here comes a man in motion. It's one of the right twins. Bailey behind Landon gets the pitch left side. Has to push off a man. Bailey gets ripped down from behind. Loses a handful of yards. Loses about three. So to make it a second and 13. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. So we lost 3 yards, second and 13. So it'll be Landon who comes out. They usually go shotgun. They don't go under center too often. Two wide receivers near side, a one, two on the far side. Keaton Busker behind the right side tackle here. Comes a man in motion, getting the handoff. It's Bryson Wright. Bryson Wright gets ahead of steamroll and runs through a guy. Gets down to the 22-yard line. That's a 16-yard gain for Bryson Wright. Gets enough for the first down. Down to the 17-yard line. It's again a 19 for Wright. First and 10 Karn. Now they're inside the red zone for the first time, chewing up the game clock. We've gone through just over 5 minutes of game time so far. So being empty set four wide receivers far side. They worked on this a little bit last game. Actually ran this a lot this season. Bailey lines up the near side along the numbers. Everybody evenly spaced on the far side. Here comes Bailey from the near side in motion. Gets the handoff. It's a true jet sweep right side, left side. He's trying to get to the corner. Cuts inside. Flag comes down. Bailey picks off one tackler and gets taken down over another man. This one's coming back, though, so I expect a second and 10. First and 20 upcoming for the Cardinals. That flag is in the spot of holding. Personal foul on Shattern. It'll be a replay of the first down, but we'll mark off some yardage before we replay the down. Trying to see how far they go back. The first down marker, the first that play was ran from the 17-yard line. They're going to back them up 15 to the 31. So the play came down at the 16-yard line. 15-yard personal foul. A lot of times that's hands to the face. So the offensive version of a face mask from a lineman. They make it first and 25 for the Cardinals. They're going to come out two wide receivers near side, but on the far side, that's Bailey. Busker lined up behind the right guard. Here comes Bailey in motion from the left. He gets the handoff, cuts back upfield. Quinn Bailey hesitates and gets knocked to the ground about the original line of scrimmage, just a yard short of that. 13-yard carry for Bailey. That'll be second and 10. We're the Cards. We have gone halfway through this first quarter. Still no score. Neither Shattern still first possession of this game. They are controlling the clock really well. Going to be a pistol set for the Cards. Two wide receivers near side, Talon Jelinek. Near side, one on long numbers. Here comes a man in motion. Going to be a jet sweep. Bailey, lead blocker. Hesitating, going upfield again. Tackled beyond the line of scrimmage. Is Braden Wright. He lost a couple yards. Lost two. So to make it a third and 13 for the Cards. JTO, Bando. Proved last week they kicked a couple worth 20 yards, but right now it'd be roughly a 36-yard field goal for them. They need to get at least 10 yards to feel comfortable with kicking them, but I think if they get 10, they're going for it. It'll be Landon by himself in the shotgun. Bailey near side at the numbers, two on the far side. Ball is being snapped from the near side hash. Landon gets the snap. It's a straight drop. Throws it toward the end zone. Someone wide open, pulling it in for the touchdown is Bryson Wright. 20 yards out, Cardinals strike first. The first touchdown pass the Shattering Cardinals have thrown in 4 weeks, and they strike first. When you don't throw the ball often, guys tend to get open, especially when your leading wide receiver is also your leading rusher. And the Cardinals are up 6-0. It was a third and long, third and 13, and Michael Sandstrom pulls a play out of the playbook that we haven't seen all year. So it'll be Bailey in the Wildcat for the two-point conversion. Good snap, runs upfield, runs to a couple guys, doesn't get anywhere. Two-point conversion, no good. 6-0 Cardinals, 5:03 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. We'll go ahead and pause for this message from Nebraska Bank. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Football here on Sirius 610 AM, KCSR, and Shadrat.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
.503 to go in this first quarter. Shadron Cardinals lead 6-0 over the Gearing Bulldogs. Drive lasted approximately 6 minutes and 57 seconds and went a total of, including penalty yards, 86 yards. Total plays ran for the Cardinals was 12. And now J.T. Obando will go back to kick it. He tends to lay the ball flat on the tee. He's going to line up near side hash. That's how he's done it all year. Banner does have down six guys on the far side, five on the near side, four on the near side, and bounces through Bo Gable's hand. Up here, partner Nels Williams, then picking it up from the backside and running to the near sideline. Not getting anywhere past the 32, 33-yard line is returner for the Gearing Bulldogs. Dallin Jenkins with the tackle. That was Creighton Beals. It has some wheels. That'll be first and 10 Gearing, their first possession of this game for their own 33-yard line. It'll be a pistol set for the Bulldogs. They're going to go with two wide receivers each side. They like to go a lot of 12 out of a single set, so two tight ends, but they're going to come out with two wide receivers on each side. Pistol look. Knight gets snap. It's an option. Look, he fakes, keeps it himself, gets across 35 to the 37-yard line. Now to the 39. That looks like a five-yard carry. Yeah, it is a five-yard carry for Knight. That'll be second and 5 for the Bulldogs. Shattering this season, the first possession of the game on defense. They've done a pretty solid job, but remember, Ogallala ran the first play 81 yards to the house. But other than that, teams really haven't had much success against the Cardinals in the first drive of the game. A lot of three and out. As Knight in the pistol gets snapped, it's another option pitch near side towards Creighton Beals. Gets across the 40 to the 42-yard line. That's a four-yard carry, so it'll be a third and one. For the Bulldogs, first third down of the game for Gearing. Bryson Rank came in and finished them off. Tobin Meyer also in the starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals. Jace Hoffman out there as well. Jace had a really good game last week. 10 tackles, led the team, and he is, yes, a freshman. A lot of good young talent. You heard Michael Sandstrom talk about that in the pregame show. A lot of good young talent on this team, ready to step up and replace, and they're already training starting lineup. And Knight comes quickly to them. Under center, gets cracked as he rolls across the line of scrimmage. Got enough for the first down, but he paid the price. That'll be a first and ten Gearing. Bryson Bickle. Great kid. Had an enjoyable experience talking to him over the past few weeks, whether it be on Sports Week or even seeing him talk for FFA. Gearing Community Focus on KCSR. Great kid, and he definitely laid the hammer on that play. So it'll be first and 10 Gearing from their own 45-yard line. Option pitch to the far side. Beals bounces off his helmet. Gwen Bailey is going to make him pay for that, and he loses 5 yards. Down for the Bulldogs. Beal took the option pitch and it bounced off his face mask. He was able to catch it, but Quinn Bailey recognized it and came and finished the deal off. So to make it a second and long, Daniel Boyle spins. Boy, into Reese Knight, who is their starting quarterback. Go trips near side, two on the far side. On the far side is Isaiah Morillo and Creighton Beals, three wide receivers near side. Knight by himself. Here comes a man in motion. That looks like Beals, and it's a handoff to him. He fakes, cuts back upfield, gets to the 40-yard line, trying to see who's the first one to Bailey finished him off, but it was Bryson Wright grabbing him at the feet as Beals got 3 yards on the carry. So it'll be a third and 12 for the Bulldogs. 2:50 to go in this first quarter. 6-0 guard. Gearing actually led 3-0 after the first quarter last year. Saturn outscored him 14-6 in the second quarter, 8-7 in the third quarter. Then it was a battle in the fourth quarter and ended up being a 22-14 Cardinal win last year. It'll be an empty set for Knight. Two wide receivers near side, three on the far side. They're all spread out evenly along the far side. Knight claps his hands, gets snapped, looks to the right side. In trouble, runs upfield, now backs up in the pocket, looks downfield, throws it, man open, catching it. I don't know if he got the first down. They are going to give it to him. Braden Wright finished the tackle off, but it was Isaiah Morillo with a reception, a 12-yard reception on the Houdini play from Knight in the backfield. He was dead to right, got outside the pocket, was able to keep his eyes downfield and make the completion right on the stick, so it'll be a first and 10 Gearing. Few minutes to go. Gearing and Shattering here at Gearing Memorial Football Stadium. Shattering 6-0, killed over 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes off the clock in the first drive, and Gearing's taking their time themselves. That'll be a pistol set for the Bulldogs. Knight gets snapped. It's an option pitch. Bailey, Bickle, who went first, got on the near side and getting hammered and falling toward the ground is Bo Gable. He got two. Bryson Wright in on the tackle. It'll be a 2nd-8 Gearing, 90 seconds to go in this first quarter. Either one of these teams want to hurry up. This Gearing team, the way they're looking, they're going to get more yards than they did last year against the Shattern Cardinals. It's a game where they only had 140 yards, 108 pass, 32 on the ground. This drive so far, they got 11. It's quick pass to the left side, miscommunication. Knight was looking for Rylan Ray. It's like a miscommunication on the route. So to make it 3rd and 8. Ray was open, but Knight threw an out route. Ray was running a post. So another 3rd and 8. Gearing just converted on a 3rd and 12. Be big for Shattern to get a stop right here. Get a sack, and maybe Gearing's forced to punt. But the punter is Baron Williams. And that guy has some wheels. Talked about it a few times tonight, so it's going to go three wide receivers on the right side, one near side in the slot. Knight with Williams to his left. Knight gets snapped, in trouble, throws it toward the right side. That might be intentional grounding. Bryson Bickle, the first one in. They're going to have to discuss that because no one was in the area. Knight was in the pocket just based on the tackle box and everything, and there it is. Shattern Cardinals get a pseudo sack, so it'll be a 4th and 20 coming up for the Gearing Bulldogs after the intentional grounding. So Knight was in trouble. The pocket collapsed on him. He looked to the right side, couldn't get out of trouble. Starting to get pulled down from Bryson Bickle. Threw the ball, hit the numbers on the 50-yard line on the far side. No one was anywhere close. No one was eligible within a reasonable amount of distance. Ball didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. So they're going to back him up for an intentional grounding. Big stop for the Cardinals right there. Really big stop. And Gearing's going to come out and punt, so it'll be Baron Williams to punt. Shattern's going to send two guys back deep. Bryson Wright along. I mean, that's Braden Wright, number 11, along with Trey Owsley. That goes to Williams. He gets a good punt off of that right foot. The ball's going to bounce, picked up by Wright. Comes upfield, hesitates, gets upended by Creighton Beal. It'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals from their own 23-yard line. Shadron's Cardinal Football on Stereo 610 AM. KCSR and Shadron.com is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shadron Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Volkin, Aerial Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Peters Napa Auto Parts, Shadron Lumber, Heritage Steam, Warford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, and Hauser's Grab and Go. So the first and 10 Cardinals from their own. They're going to mark it at the 23-yard line. Bailey's right beside Landon in the shotgun. Husker is behind the left guard. It's a handoff from Bailey after the fake jet sweep. When Bailey falls down at the 34-yard line, an 11-yard carry. Slipped through one tackler, then fell down. Got enough for a first and 10. Buck stops. They'll have to run one more play for this first quarter. They're going to mark them down 35 with where the tip of the ball is. I tend to agree with that. Shadron will have to run one more play with 30 seconds to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. So the pistol, look, Bailey behind Landon, one wide receiver near side, one far side, two behind the right guard. Bailey gets the handoff, jumps up field, gets across the 30 to the 32-yard line. I mean, beg your pardon, to the 37. 35 to the 37, a two-yard carry for Bailey, and that might do it for the first quarter. Shadron got their first points of the game off a 12-play, 68-yard drive. Minutes, 57 seconds, burned off the clock in that first drive. 6-0 Cardinals, and that's your score after first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on 6 a.m. KCSR and Shadron.com.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at FNBO.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Shadron Cardinal Football on 610 AM KCSR and Shadron.com is sponsored by First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wild, and Legacy Co-op. Chase Thompson here with you back in the Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth. Flat Valley Bank, belong here, member FDIC. 6-0 Cardinals after the first quarter. It'll be 2nd and 7 for them from their own 37-yard line. It's been the Quinn Bailey show in the first quarter. He had 63 yards, only 6 yards away from setting for Dine's school record of 1,997 last year, only 9 yards away from breaking 2,000. So we'll see if he can do that on this drive. This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. So it'll be a 2nd and 7 for the Cardinals coming out of the break. It'll be pistol step, Bailey behind Landon. One wide receiver on each side. Man behind each tackle on the left and the right tackle. Man comes in motion. That's getting Buskirk being. No, that was not Buskirk. As Haley got the handoff. Jump cut left. Rolled down to the 39-yard line. Another 2-yard carry for Bailey to make it 3rd and 5. That's 3rd and 6 for the Cards. Studio 308, Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. 3rd and 6 for the Cardinals. Landon's going to line up by himself in the shotgun. He gets a snap. He's 1-for-1 throwing today. Looks left side, looks to the right, throws a bomb downfield. A lot of contact, but it is well short. He's been wide receiver. Was brain right. Cardinals go 3 and out on their second possession of the game. No, they got a first down. So they run 6 plays. And have to punt. Landon looks to the left side, looks deep, and I thought he was throwing to a fly route to the right side, but it ended up being a post route up the middle. underthrown. The wind is blowing in the Cardinals' space. They go right to left on your radio dial to begin the second quarter. Quinn Bailey, the punter, gets the snap. Good punt for Quinn. He averaged 50 yards per punt the last time. He punted more than a few times in the game, and the ball is down at the 32-yard line. 11:09 to go in this second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. You're tuning in to Shattered Cardinal Football here on 6 a.m. KCSR and ShadRad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Liniger, in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Alan Briggs, quick route. It was a hitch route to Bo Gable. Recent night, pressure was coming for the Cardinals, and Gearing saw it, but Knight hit Gable on the hitch route up the middle. He was between the hashes and only gained of 3 yards. It'll be a 2nd and 7, Gearing. It was a 35-yard punt for Bailey. But Gearing back to their own 33-yard line. Now it's going to be a 2nd and 7 from their own 36. Pistol set for the Bulldogs. Knight gets snap. Pressure's coming. It's an option. Looks to the left side. He pitches out to Beals. Beals gets the edge. Cuts up field, gets rattled at the numbers. Falls down after a gain of a couple yards. Looks like a gain of 3 just based on where the official is. Let's see where they mark him down. It's 38. Yeah, so it's a gain of 2 for Beal. So to make it a 3rd and 4. Right, we'll begin the play from Danny O'Boyle. Gearing's not using any signals, and that's how they were about 10 or so years ago, when 12 or so years ago, when Danny O'Boyle was a player for Gearing, then went to Shattern State, was a captain his senior year for the Eagles. As Gearing is going to go one wide receiver on the left side, 4 on the near side. Like Beals is lined up, and he's going to block as Knight rolls near side, throws it, catches, ball is caught by Williams. He falls down to the 41-yard line. Not enough for a first down, but it'll be a 4th and short. Glenn Bailey comes up and finishes them off. How's Williams with the reception? Fourth and a long one, you can call it, too. Gearing's going to go for a big play in this game early on. Nine minutes to go, and Gearing's going to come up heavy. Under center, Knight, he snuck it before. He's going to hand it off, man. He doesn't get anywhere. It's going to be close. They're going to stop the clock. We might have our first Arrow Building Center measurement of the game. Since you got the carry, but it was a crawl forward. It's going to be close. And they're going to give it to him. That was great. Beals with Gary. He got 2. Score update for you over on 107.7 KBPY FM and ShadRad.com. Hey, Springs, lead minute there, 34-0 at the end of the first quarter. And they're going to go right back to that set. Heavy set tight. But it looks a lot like Google, except there's wide receivers on your side, on each side. It's the handoff to Bo Gable, who goes up the middle, ball's on the ground, and it's the Shattered Cardinal football! Gable got a yard, but there was a strip on the play, and the Cardinal makes the big strike first with the turnover. Shattern needed that big time. Gearing's been a team that's been able to get in their heads as of late. 2-7 Gearing Bulldog team taking on a playoff-bound Shattern Cardinal team. Shattern only won that game 22-16. So Shattern has the ball in plus territory at the Gearing Bulldog 44, landing by himself in the pistol. Here comes in the shotgun. Here comes Bailey from the near side fly. He gets the handoff, cuts up field, flag on the play. Bailey falls down to the 39-yard line. It'll be a gain of 5 for Bailey, but this one might be coming back as well. Be the 3rd penalty of the game. So marking up where the ball is down. That's a 4-yard carry, which means he has tied the school record at 1,996. 7 rushing yards, but they're going to mark it back. 4 yards still does count in the book. So now, Glenn Bailey just needs 1 more yard to set a new school record. They'll roll the clock. They moved him back. Yeah, that's 10. That's a hold. I thought I saw a hold signal. It'll be a 1st and 20, Cardinals, 8:25 to go in this second quarter. Bailey line up near side. Four on the far side. Usually this means Bailey's going to come in motion, get the handoff with a head of steam. Here he comes in motion from near side. Step two, Landon. Bailey gets ahead of steam. Rolls across the 50. He has a new school record. Gets about 7. And Quinn Bailey has became the first Chattering Cardinal player to have rushed for 2,000 yards. He needed 72 coming into tonight, and he has 75 unofficially. Congratulations, Quinn Bailey. You set another record and a long career full of record numbers for the Chattering Cardinal. Thing is, talking to him, I don't think he cares about that at the moment. They just want to win. Second and 14 for the Cardinals. Here comes Bailey from the right side slot in motion. Landon doesn't hand it off. He gets snapped. Quick throw to the right side. Talon Jelinek gets the reception, cuts up field, getting dragged down from behind. Gets across the 34-yard line. And that's enough for a first down. Chattering goes with quick screen on the right side, gets enough for the first down. Here they go. This offense is starting to click, and they're starting to show a little bit more might than just Quinn Bailey. Bailey will line up the side. Landed in the shotgun, 2 wide receivers near side. Talon Jelinek, the outside one. Comes a man in motion. Snap handoff to Bailey. Bailey starts running up the field. Let's throw a tackle. Quinn Bailey comes to the near side. Quinn Bailey looking for Pater. Quinn Bailey, touchdown Cardinals. 32 yards out, and Quinn Bailey strikes again. He had 5 touchdowns last week. There is 6 touchdowns and approximately, thinking about it, 5 quarters of play. Remember, he had 9 at one point in 6. He did not play in the fourth quarter last week due to the blowout over Alliance. Really didn't play much in the second quarter either. And on the third quarter, and I'll get to this story after the break we take following this 2-point conversion attempt. And Bailey and Wildcat, he rolls near side looking to pass. He can run it, but he turns, throws it upfield, and it's incomplete. So 2-point conversion is no good. 12-0 Cardinals, 6:52 to go in this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Liniger. Second quarter, we'll go ahead and take our second break of the second quarter. You're tuning in to Chattering Cardinal Football here on 6 a.m. KCSR and Chattering.com.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Quinn Bailey takes in from 33 yards out for the score. That is his 26th touchdown of the season. Rushing-wise, the Cardinals lead 12-0. J.T. Obando will go ahead and kick first. Chattering Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it with Sparta Chiropractic Care and Chattering Chiropractic in downtown Chattering. Private Financial, expert financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ in Chattering at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chattering, making your home or business feel like the perfect seasonal season. Call the guys and know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Bando's good kicks it, picked up at the 25-yard line. That's Gable, jumps up field, gets tackled down at the 35-yard line, a 10-yard return for Bo Gable. And the Bulldogs will look to rebound off that turn after that turnover on the previous possession. So, hinting at a Quinn Bailey story before we went to our last break, So I was at their practice Tuesday as I was getting ready to call the Shattern versus Sydney volleyball game, which Shattern won 3-1, by the way. But I was talking to head coach Michael Sandstrom, and I was talking about how the game versus the Lions went. And he told me at the half, he told Quinn Bailey he was going to get one possession on defense, one possession on offense. Lions got the ball back first to begin third quarter. We'll get back to that after this play. As man comes in motion, the handoff up the middle to Beals. Beals cuts to the far side. Beals gets knocked down after a gain of 9. So it'll be a 2nd and 1 for Gary after the 9-yard carry. Back to the story. Sandstrom says Bailey was going to have one possession on each. Told Bailey that he's going to have one possession each on defense, one possession of defense and offense. So on defense, Shattern forces a 3-and-out versus the Lions. Well, apparently when they're having that conversation during the half, Quinn Bailey said he only needed one play on offense. And to rewind back to that game, the first play from scrimmage in the third quarter, Quinn Bailey got a handoff, went to the far sideline, 60 yards to the house. That was it for him. Ended up with 222 yards and 5 touchdowns. What a magnificent athlete and just a great kid overall. So it's going to be a 2nd and 1 for Gearing. Quick throw, near side. That's sailing on Gable, and it's incomplete. Bailey in on coverage. That'd be a 3rd and 1. That was Daniel Boyle. No, and he had nothing to lose other than a possible turnover, so it'll be a 3rd and 1 Gearing. Scooter's Coffee. Try their autumn caramel crunch. Indulge in the flavors of autumn. This exquisite latte combines our signature espresso, creamy caramel, hazelnut, and classic vanilla flavors to create the perfect pick-me-up for a crisp fall day. And what a crisp fall day it was. High temps in the Shattern area, even down here, only in the mid-40s, that full front come through the area. Currently right now, 46 degrees. It's going to be 2 running backs in the backfield. Oh, a little bit early, but they're not going to call it. Knight goes upfield. He got the first down, but Shattern's going to be one a false start call that they're not going to call. He got 3. No, he got 2. It'll be a 1st and 10 Gary with 6:30 to go in this third quarter. American Legion, the postal American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And T-Salon and Boutique, book your next pair appointment with T-Salon online or call 308-432-430-3686 and stop in and check out the latest in fashion. 1st and 10, Bulldogs, quick pass in the air, sideline, pulling it in, and Beals rolls across the 50-yard line, gets tackled down at the 45. Going to be close to a 1st down. I'll put 10 in the book, but it might not be a 1st down. Going to be close. I don't think he got it. No, they're going to, the officials are going to signal 2nd down, so it'll be 2nd and we'll call it. Well, 3 feet is 36 inches, and I don't think it's 3 feet. We'll call it about 24 inches, if even that. 5:35 to go in this second quarter, so it's going to be 2 running backs in the backfield with Knight and a shotgun look. 2 wide receivers on the near side, one far side, one on the near side. Knight rolls to the left side, throws it, then complete. He's looking for Beals. So I'm starting to catch a trend out of Daniel Boyle. I don't see if Shattern does too. I think he's setting something up, though. He knows on these 2nd and shorts, this team so far has been able to get 2 yards on the ground. So he knows when it's 2nd and short, he can take a shot and try to gain a handful of yards, if not more. So he throws it. That 2nd straight down the pass is incomplete. Now, Shattern's got to be careful because eventually they're going to start playing the pass, and Gearing's just going to run right down their throats and break one. So it's going to be a 3rd and 24 inches. Knight in the shotgun, one wide receiver left. It's a dive up the middle. Knight cuts up field, gets to the far side, to the hashes. Knight looking for the edge. Quinn Bailey getting blocked. Knight gets tackled down from behind after a gain of 13. And that's what I was talking about. You got to be careful if you're the Shattern Cardinals with Knight. He's a really good quarterback. Has the ability to run the ball. He's only a junior, but he's been part of the resurgence for the Gearing Bulldogs over the past handful of years, building themselves up from 34-game losing streak when, you know, these kids were all but the seniors 10 years old. And now to get to 5 wins and chasing a 6th, if not more. Really good to see the Panhandle getting better. Lions the only team right now not in terms of 11-man with only 1 win. So it'll be a 1st and 10, Gearing. 2 wide receivers near side on the far side. Quick pass to the right side, pulling it in. Getting upfield, getting wrapped up from behind. Bryson Wright with the tackle. That was Baron Williams. And I'm hearing a whistle. Sounds like timeout shattering, yeah. It is timeout shattering. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman jackets, and personalized stuff. Animals. 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes flat to go in this Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lineker second quarter. Cardinals lead 12-0 here. Now, there are a few games that I tend to keep an eye on for Shattered Cardinal fans throughout, and just mainly based on wildcard points. In Mitchell and Amherst, we talked about a free game. And I want to take a look at the score for that game. It started about 5 o'clock, so game should be over by now. There's 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Mitchell actually has the ball up 22-13. If Mitchell wins that game, it's big for the Shattered Cardinals. I think that's the biggest one on the tap for tonight. Mitchell at 3-4 would guarantee, at worst, well, I believe they got Gordon Rushville next week. So it could get them another Division II win. Valentine is at Gordon Rushville tonight. So, and at worst, Valentine would drop to a Division III. Valentine has a big one next week, Kearney Catholic. That's a game I'm going to be keeping close tabs on throughout the night. Chase County's at Ogallala. Sydney's hosting Alliance. Broken Bow is hosting Central City tonight. And Gothenburg's at Minden. And that's kind of a recap of who's playing who from the Shattered schedule this year. So it's going to be 2nd and 5 out of the timeout for the Cardinals. Knight gets the snap. Looks to the left side. Looks to the right. Pocket's good. Throws an out route to the far side. And it's a fight for it. Tobin Meyer gets called for the late INT. He's not happy. I thought the contact was clean. Of course, I'm the Shattered Cardinal broadcaster. I usually thought that was clean. Tobin was behind. He got beat, and a lot of contact was made, but it didn't happen until the ball touched someone. So Jeremy's going to get bailed out on a quarter route on a 15-yarder, and Michael Stanch was not pleased, and I don't disagree with him on this. That's the one I would love to see again. That was close. That really was. I've seen that called as a no-call before, and I'm being completely neutral with that one. I wouldn't have been too upset if they didn't call that if it was the opposite way. So Gary's going to be in the red zone, down by 12. They do get the ball to start the second half, but they have the ball right now, just under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. First thing, 10 from their own 11. They still have a chance to get a first down. Here comes the man in motion, Bo Gable, and I think Daniel Boyle called the timeout. He did. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, linemen's jackets, and personalized stuff. Animal. Each side has burned a timeout. We got just under 5 minutes to go. And this first half, 12-0 Cardinals. Mitch Gearing trying to get on the scoreboard. And while they go things on the sidelines, just through some scores. Sydney's up 21-0 against the Lions late in the first quarter. No score yet between Ogallala and Chase County. That's really it that's all the district teams right there for the Shattered Cardinals. Gothenburg has beaten Minden 26-0. That's a good one. Big score for Shattering. That Gothenburg's taking care of business tonight. Can't wait to see a final from between Mitchell and Amherst. We talked about that already. Trying to find Valentine and Gordon Rushville right now. Of course, all these scores can be found on the NE Score Feed app. Oh, wait, there it is. This is the first score I had. It's 20-8. Valentine, late in the third quarter. That's pretty good job by Gordon Rushville to hold Valentine down. So it's going to be a 1st and 10 from the 11. Knight gets snapped, in trouble, runs up field, throws a bailout route. And fighting for the end zone. I think he's in. That's touchdown Gearing. Baron Williams from 11 yards out. Gearing strike. Cuts it down to a 1-score game. Looks like they're going to come up and kick an extra point. And you got a freshman kicker, Joel Brown. 4:52 to go in the quarter. Gearing finally on the scoreboard. Veteran dominated things. Forced a turnover, then had the punt out of the turnover. And Gearing Marchnet right downfield. Kick is up and it is pure. 12-7 the Gearing 12-7 the Shattern Cardinals lead the Gearing Bulldogs with 4:52 to go in this second quarter. Jace Thompson here with you. Brad Moore back at the KCSR Flat Valley Bank Studio in downtown Shattern on this cold Friday night. Shattern don't get the ball back. Gearing does get the ball to start the second half. So Gearing has a chance to flip the game on this on its head with a stop. So going back deep for the Cardinals will be Quinn Bailey. Brown will kick it deep to him here in a moment.
Quinn Bailey back deep for the Cardinals. Eat it up for the Bulldogs. Oh, Brown.
Brown will get set. Kick it off. He's getting the ball from the official. Zeros. Bailey will stand in his own 7-yard line. Shattern right at the 50-yard line has five guys. Two standing at the 40, one standing at the 33-yard line, one standing at the 25, one standing at the 20 on the far hash. Yeah, standing at 25 is on the near hash. Actually, just doing the numbers in the hash. Here we go. Brown comes up, fires up the right foot. It's a scoop kick. It's going to be pulled in. By Braden Wright, he has the ability to return it. He runs upfield. Good job avoiding the block in the back. And there's one. That is a very late call. Throw the flag when it happens. Wright got tackled down at the 38-yard line. Or are they going to move it up to the second block? Jacob Winkler was the block that I thought that they threw the flag on. But it might have been the second one. I didn't see who threw that one. Yeah, the signal is a block in the back. So Shattern making big mistakes. That's their fourth penalty of the game, already up to 55 penalty yards, which is a season high for the Cardinals already. We're midway through this second quarter. So, I mean, if you're the Shattern Cardinals, and I know what Quinn Bailey's thinking. He's just thinking, now I got to go 90 yards, score. That's what he's thinking, but... they're in a lot of trouble right now. They just gave up a touchdown. Now they're going to have a first and 10 from their own 10-yard line after the 15-yard block in the back penalty. It's going to be a pistol set. Bailey behind Landon. Two wide receivers on the far side. Braden Wright and Bryson Wright. Here comes Braden in motion. It's a handoff to Bailey on the dive. He falls forward, gets across the 10 to the 11-yard line. He's got a yard. Aaron is starting to shut him down.
Second down for the Cardinals.
Okay. Shattern has really not been tested this year. Their closest game was a 16-point win over Gothenburg. Letting go empty set. No, it's a pistol look. Two wide receivers on the far side, one on the near side. Tobin Russ on the near side. Snap to Landon. Quick screen to the far side. Pass is caught. Tackle slept through. No. You got it. Made the tackle. Okay. 3-yard reception. There's Brain Wright with a reception. It'll be a 3rd and 5. This play is huge in this game. This is a really big play in this game. Gearing starting to get some momentum flowing. Shattern had a punt on their last drive. They're back in their own, inside their own 20. They'll line up beside Landon in the shotgun. Landon gets a snap. It's a handoff. That's Lane Davidson, who flips through a tackle. Lane Davidson bounces forward, knocks down the 20-yard marker. That's going to be close. They think it's short. Man, the front of me think it's short. Let's see where they mark it. He needs just past the 20-yard line. That is going to be 4th and short. Lane Davidson was dead to right. I think Shattern's going for this. I do. Tobin Landon's going to check out. Here comes Quinn Bailey. It's going to be a quick play. Bailey's going to go on the dive. No, there's Landon. He's going to go under center. Bailey's behind him. That's Buzzy. Side formation, full set. Landon gets the snap. Gets pushed up field by Buskirk. I think he has enough. Yeah, he does. He got two. Gannon Busker was who made that play work. Fullback. They did have two tight ends and on the play one wide receiver on the far side, and they pushed forward for the first down. Clock's going to tick. 3:19 to go. That was a big first down for the Cardinals. You do not want, at the very worst, you want Gearing to be down a score going into the break. You do not want them to have the ball. You finish the half with the ball or with a score. So it's going to be an empty set. Here comes Bailey from the far side, and that snap came just a moment too late. They're going to back him up five. That's six penalties already for the Cardinals. That's five, I beg your pardon. Five for 60. It'll be first and 15. We have under 3 minutes to go again. Gearing with two timeouts. Shattern with two if they decide to use them. I don't think Shattern's going to press right now. Going into the break up 12-7 is a lot better than what could what has the potential for happening. So Bailey come up and line up as a wide receiver near side. Every step behind the right tackle. Two guys behind the right tackle. One wide receiver on the far side. Here comes Bailey in motion. And it's going to be a delayed game on the Cardinals. Wow. The clouds are out in full force, but it is a full moon night, so it's going to march them back up for a first and 20. Clock will roll, no on the officials ready. And it's kind of a gift for the Cardinals. No, it's not. I thought it did. So it's going to be Bailey lined up in the right spot, one wide receiver near side, one on the outside on the numbers. Maybe set on long behind the left tackle. Here comes Bailey in motion, gets the handoff. They're gonna run this play whether they marched it back another 10 yards or not. And Daniel Boyle's going to burn his second timeout after 2 yard carry for Bailey. That's his second timeout. Gearing with one more timeout. It'll be 2nd and 18 upcoming for the Cardinals. Out timeout, which sponsored by Dunbar's, your design at Top Notch and Burn, including hats, letterman jackets, personalized stuffed animals, and more. Chase Thompson here with you. At Gearing Memorial Football Stadium, 12-7, the Cardinals leading the Bulldogs. Second long upcoming out of the timeout. The stadium recently renovated. In fact, I think a few years ago, they didn't even have the bleachers put back in on far side of the stadium, which I believe is the east side of the stadium. I got kind of disoriented directional-wise coming into this stadium here. In Gearing. Shattern with a win night. Moves to 8-0 with Sydney. Going to be 8-0 as well. Rolling up to town next Friday night, which could be one of the biggest games Shattern's played in quite some time. There's a meeting, playoff season, just prove it factor. In fact, tonight we kind of have a prove it factor game tonight between the Shattern Cardinals and the Gearing Bulldogs. 2:27 to go out of the timeout. Gearing with one left. Gannon Busker is going to line up behind the left tackle, two wide receivers near side, Bailey on the far side by himself. Usually this means motion coming. Here he comes. Step towards Landon. It's a play action fake to Bailey. Landon in trouble. Flips through the tackler, falls forward. It's a sack, a loss of three for Landon. Daniel Boyle, the head coach for the Gearing Bulldogs, burns it. Third and final timeout. Stop the clock with 2:17 to go in this first half. Big third down play. Shattern, I think even the punt should probably feel comfortable with the punt would need 6 or 7 yards before they punted it. Feel comfortable. We got a long ways to go. It's 3rd and 21. So even 15 yards would probably lead to a punt, but a 15-yard gain would put them at their own 26-yard line. Right where they're at now, and that's their own 9. It'll be 24-yard line based on using the scoreboard as my number predictor. But, hey, this ain't the last bit of football we have on KCSR this weekend. Here in just over 13 hours, Husker Countdown starts. 9:15 pregame. 10 o'clock kickoff. That could be heard on 6:00 KCSR. Nebraska 5-1, Indiana 6-0. Big one. From Hoosier Memorial Stadium tomorrow in Bloomington, or Indiana Memorial Stadium. There's a man in motion, third and long, pistol set. It's going to be a handoff dive to Bailey, who gets across the 10, down to the 14-yard line. is a gain of 5 for Bailey, and Shattern's going to be forced to punt in a 4th and long. This is the 4th and long I've ever seen. Michael Sandstrom is not too pleased on the far sideline right now. Clock ticking under 2 minutes to go. This is going to be one of the biggest possessions of the year for the Shattern Cardinals. We throw back to the Gothenburg game. Tobin Meyer made one of the biggest picks of the year so far for the Shattern Cardinals. Defense is going to have to step up. Cannot afford to have Gearing score with them getting the ball back to start the second half. Quinn Bailey's going to wait. I think Sandstrom, yeah, they're going to call a timeout. So they're going to let the clock tick down and burn a timeout. There'll be about 28 to go when they call timeout. Minute 26 on the clock when they call timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, Leatherman jackets, personalized stuffed animals, and more. Shattern burned their second timeout. They got one more, so Gearing's going to have to go hurry up. They're out of timeout. Gearing will get the ball back with roughly 1:18 to go in this quarter. It just depends on where. The wind is in the faces of the Cardinals. It's blowing about 10, 15 miles an hour coming out of the north right now. I mean, it's a cold wind. I thought the wind would shift to out of the south tonight. But still coming out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour. So in the faces of the Shattern Cardinals, they're about to punt it away. Back deep for the Bulldogs is Baron Williams, the senior. Gearing has a history of returning kicks to the house against Shattern. Now, Shattern hasn't allowed one on a punt, but they have on a traditional kickoff. Two are going to line up on the near side. Gearing's playing this safe, and I don't blame him. Bailey gets snapped. Good punt downfield. Williams is going to let it bounce. Ball's going to come back down and be down at the 41-yard line. So Gearing's going to have a minute 18 to go with 42 yards. If they want to score, a field goal would bring it back within two. And last year in the first quarter, they did make a field goal as well. So Reese Knight will come out, call the play. Ball marked on the near side hash, 42-yard line. Trips wide on the far side. That is Ray, Gable, and Williams. Knight gets snapped. Looks to left side. Pressure coming in. A big time sack by the Shattern Cardinals. Who is it? That's Talon Jelinek. His third sack of the year. Gearing with the clock running is going to have to hustle. 7-yard loss. Gearing's not much of a hustle. They don't go no huddle, so it's going to be two wide receivers near side, two on the far side. One tight end. Knight flaps, gets the snap, looks left, looks up the middle, throws it toward the middle, it goes to the hands, and it is picked by Caden Busker. The big play has happened for the Cardinals, and the defense stands firm. This defense, when you need them to make a play, they make a play. The second turnover of the game for Gearing saves the cart. So Shattern now has a chance to attack. They got a lot better field position. And Landon's going to line up. I would go for it if I'm Shattern. Trips near side. Landon gets snapped. Looks to the right side. Looks to the left. Throws it near side. Pulling it in is Braden Wright. And he gets upfield. And Gearing's won an offensive PI. And the officials telling their coaches to calm down. The assistant that's a little upset. Daniel Boyle is mad, but he's not the most animated. Shattern does have a timeout left. They want to burn it. But they did go out of bounds. And the officials are, he might have stepped out of bounds, is what I think they're discussing. They're going to let it go. Play stands. 1st and 10, Cardinals. Ball at the Gearing 44-yard line. They're going to throw the ball back in play. Clock stops. So, hey, clock. Michael Sandstrom, clock's rolling right now. The ball just got set. Man goes in motion. It's Bailey. And he gets the snap, throws a pulse route in. That is picked off by Baron Williams. Comes up left field, has the corner. Baron Williams to the 50-yard line. He's going to get stopped at the 42-yard line and team straight interception, and we might have seen the fuse on this game. Stick cut a lot shorter. Thankfully, halftime is coming up next. Speaking of that, halftime. Halftime show. We're going to be sponsored by Shatter Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. We'll recap this first half. Talk about some stats. Talk about some scores across the area. Maybe you can talk about Nebraska, Indiana coming up tomorrow. That's the first interception. Bill Belichick has thrown in now four games. So Gehring might throw a Hail Mary. I'm shocked Shatter's playing as close as they are. Gehring does have some speed and some wheels. This game might have just gone wild. The first half is going to end after this play unless there's a penalty. But we might see a Hail Mary heave. Gehring doesn't get the ball to start the second half. We're going to go trips on the far side. Gable, Ray, and Williams. One wide receiver on the near side. That is Murillo. Pressure coming. Knight throws it, and he was looking for – that was not. No, that was the running back, Creighton Beals. Ball is a complete. Only 3 seconds ticked off the clock, so there's 2 seconds left. One time for one more play. Big play in this game. 2 seconds to go. Trips far side. One wide receiver near side. Pressure coming. Knight gets the snap. He's in trouble. Gets tripped up in the backfield. That is Jelinek with his second sack of the game. That is a loss of 16 yards. And that'll do it for the first half. Shatter Cardinals defense. Hold strong. And Gehring with 2 opportunities to score gets held scoreless late in the first half. 12-7, your final, your halftime score. The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. A touchdown pass for the Shattering Cardinals got the scoring going. If I do not throw my sheet around, there's a touchdown pass. Southern Landon 20 yards out, then Quinn Bailey goes 33 yards, the second score of the game. And Gehring turns around and gets their own touchdown pass. It's 12-7 at the end of this first half. Go ahead and take a break. Come back for the start of the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. Take a break. Come back. Halftime up next here on KCSR.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student-athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wallstrom Ford in Shatter, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shatter or online at wallstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shatter Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shatter Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shatter or online at shatterfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Hi, it's Hawk, Gearing Memorial Football Stadium. Shane Thompson here with you for the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. 12-7 at the halftime break. The Shadron Cardinals lead the Gearing Bulldogs. This game's been pretty crazy. I'm going to be honest with you on this one. There's been a total of 3 turnovers so far. Yeah, 3 turnovers. 7 penalties. Most of them have gone to the Shadron Cardinals. Some controversy on a late reception in the first half of the Shadron Cardinals, but look at the yardage, and the Shadron Cardinals are leading by 131. 188, 257 total yards. Quinn Bailey with 116 total yards on the ground, 139 of those, 139 rushing yards for the team so far. Tobin Landon has had his first touchdown pass in 4 weeks, but he's also thrown his first pick in 5 games. Been, yeah, this game, if he made it through tonight, it would have been 5 straight games without a pick, so it's been 4 games since he threw one. He is, at the halftime break, 4 of 6. For 49 yards and a 20-yard touchdown pass on the first pass play of the game. And the Gearing Bulldogs right now with 17 total rushing yards and 40 through the air. So this game's been strange, to be honest. Like, throughout the season, the Shadron Cardinals have been completely dominant, and it makes it hard for me to kind of describe the way I feel about this team, because I'm very indifferent right now. I think Gearing has had some momentum. They definitely dominated that second quarter. They had a late touchdown. But the Shadron defense came up big once again, and they made the plays like they have all season long. Look back to the play I referenced in the second quarter where Toby Meyer made a high point interception over Gothenburg. Would that have completely changed the game if Gothenburg got the touchdown? Maybe not. It did keep momentum in the way of the Shadron Cardinals, even though Gothenburg had it at that point. But the way this game has gone, that interception late, it was tipped by Caden Buskers and it was pulled in. I don't remember who caught it. But that changed how this game was going. And yes, Shadron turned around and threw into their own pick. Gearing had a chance to score, but Shadron stopped them. But this game very well could go off the rails just with one flip of a switch. Gearing will get the ball to start the second half. We'll talk more halftime. Coming up after this break, you're tuning in to Shadron High School Football, Christine, KCSR, and Shadron.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations. Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Half time here at Gearing. The Chadron Cardinals lead 12-7. Gearing gets the ball to start the second half. Let's go look through some scores across the region tonight. And we'll first take a check on the Class C2 game just up the road that I pointed out as a big one for the Chadron Cardinals. And it is the final score of the Mitchell Tigers. Had defeated the Amherst Broncos by 8-22-2-13 score. And I'm going to look at my schedule to double check here. Mitchell now 4-4, which means they have a big one next week. They as a Division II opponent. And I'm going to quickly get their schedule. They're at Hershey, so I should have known that. I wrote that down somewhere. Yeah, I did. They'll take on Hershey, who is 2-5 on the season. So Mitchell beats Hershey next week. That keeps them as a Division II opponent for the Chadron Cardinals. And it looks across the state, well, Hershey just lost to Kearney Catholic. And other Class C2 schools, scores. Valentine about to finish off Gordon Rushville, 36-14, 5 minutes ago in the game. Jumping over to C1 in terms of games that affected Chadron this year. Sydney leading the Lions 41-0. Sydney will be 8-0 next week when it comes to the Birdcage. Lean Chase County at the end of the first half. Broken Bow losing to Central City. I'm not too surprised about that one. It's 30-19. Late in the fourth quarter. I'm not too surprised about that one. Central City is a potential opponent for the Chadron Cardinals. Say they fall a little bit in the PowerPoint. Gothenburg did beat Minden, so that's a good one for the Chadron Cardinals. 32-0. And a quick check on their six-man scores. Arthur County defeated Crawford 56-6 earlier today. Hay Springs up over a minute there, 48-0. At the halftime break, Hay Springs and Crawford will be our KBBY game of the week. No, I beg your pardon. Hay County Crawford will be our KBBY game of the week next week. Hay County did defeat Cody Gilgore by a 60-42 margin. That happened over in Harrison. That's your score update here at the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take a look at Class B scores since we've got a minute still before we go to our next break. Hastings defeating Lexington 45-7. Hastings where Gearing goes next. Lexington is who they beat last week. Scott Bluff leading McCook 12-7, just up the road from me here in the Valley at the halftime break. Stewart leading York late in the fourth quarter. That's a big-time rivalry game being played at Concordia University in Stewart. Waverly leading North 28-21 late in that game. That's the top 10 battle in Class B, and Bennington beating Scott 30-28. Scott with the ball trying to end Bennington's long time winning streak. Well, you had about 2.5 minutes to go in the halftime break. Go ahead and take another one. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Football here on BCSR and Chadron.com.
People bank with people.
At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
We have 2 minutes to go here in the halftime show. The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show, Chase Thompson here with you. 12-7, the Gearing Bulldogs lead the Shadron Cardinals. I just talked to one of the Shadron coaches. As they headed upstairs, asked for a key to the second half. He said, stay on schedule, keep with the sticks. Shadron really struggled with that. And looking at the first half, they also had 65 yards of penalties on six penalties. We got 2 minutes to go in the halftime break. We got one more break to go for the halftime show. Go ahead and take that stretch to cheer for law. Third quarter coming up next. You're on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Here we go. Shadron has been within a score of anybody this so far this season at half. 12-7, Gearing in the lead. They'll get the ball to start second half. They are wearing their white helmets, and I forgot to do this at the beginning of the game. They're wearing their white helmets with a white jeep on the side. White blue stripes across the top. They have a solid blue top with white numbers, gold trim. Solid blue pants with white stripes, gold trim on the sides as well. They are not wearing, they do not have TV numbers on the side of their shoulder pads tonight. White socks as well. Better than the ones who are wearing socks, looks like they have pink on tonight. A lot of them are wearing long sleeves. Temperature here in halftime right now is 45 degrees down here in the valley. Cloudy skies, and that'll stay the way throughout the night. So it should stay in the 40s for the drive back home. here coming up in about an hour and a half. Well, we talked pregame. Saturn Cardinals are 7-0. Their one win against team with a winning record against Valentine, 28-8. I said, I'll say it again, I don't think they've proved anything so far. I really don't. I've watched a lot of football, and the Shattered Cardinals team is solid, but I don't think they proved anything. What we see over the next 24 minutes is going to prove this Shattered Cardinals team is for real or not. JT Obando puts the ball flat on the tee, and the Shattered Cardinals defense, who had a big stop at the end of the first half, will be out there first. Everyone, I want you to sit back and enjoy the second half. The season is on the line. A home game in 2 weeks is on the line. They win tonight, they will probably be playing at home, most likely play at home on November 1st. They lose, they got to beat Sydney, and I don't know if that's going to happen. Kick is off, and we are underway. Picking up on the backside is Bo Gable, and Bo Gable breaks through. Gearing's had plenty of opportunities to score touchdowns on kicks in the past. They've done it before, and they'll have a 1st and 10 at their own 47 to begin this. Bryson Schaefer lost their quarter. Turnovers from Monomaki is the game for Shattern Lockheed is the game. Shattern leads that right now, but one of their coaches on their way upstairs told me to stick, which means schedule, which means 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6 when you're on offense. And for defense, 2nd and 8 plus. 1st and 10, Bulldogs, Reese Knight gets the snap. He hands it off to his running back, going up field, getting about 3 yards. Is Grace Beal. He got back down to the 15-yard line, so it's a 3-yard carry. 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. They only have 20 yards of rushing, and that's not uncommon for this Bulldogs team either. They are averaging, well, they are actually averaging 186 rushing yards. Last year against Shattern, they only had 20. So which side in this second half is going to prove that they're for real? I think Gearing is good, and I think Shattern's good, but when you get on the bus tonight, both sides are actually going to get on the bus for playing at Gearing Middle School. Who is going to feel good about themselves going into week 8? I mean, week 9, I beg your pardon. Who's going to feel really good about themselves? Both have big games next week. Is Knight gets the handoff, gets snap, hands off to Beals, gets toward the edge, gets knocked out of bounds after a gain of 3. Bryson Wright was the one who escorted him out of across the sideline. Clock stops 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. 12-7. Hold on. Cardinals out. Gearing kind of on schedule right now. And I'll be referencing that pretty frequently in the second half as well. That's something that I forget from time to time. And it's a key. Shattern really hasn't needed to do that this season. So we're going to go fall. 4 wide receivers near side. Lineup trips along the Gearing G. Knight gets steps, quick screen to the near side. Catching it. Pulling in. Going upfield. This is Williams. He got plenty enough for the first down. Fell down at the 42-yard line. That's a 5-yard gain. So that's the 1st and 10 Bulldogs. I'm going to be honest. I think Gearing's scoring more points tonight. So Shattern's got to get another touchdown or two to win this game. This place has been the site of heartbreak for the Cardinals in the past. Group of seniors, all seniors on the line. Their running backs are senior, their fullbacks are senior. A lot of their star players are seniors. This is not something you want to see happen. It's a trap game, is what it is. So, you know, 2 wide receivers near side on the far side. Fields is with Knight in the backfield. Tries to get Shattern jump off side. Knight gets snapped, runs left side, and he's dead to right. Gets back to the line, screams, Talon Jelinek. One forced them to go to the ground. So it'll be a 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs in plus territory, ball at the Cardinal 42-yard line. Gearing going left to right on your Rio Dow to begin this third quarter. Shattern will have the wind at their back in the fourth, which I think is going to be big. Seems really near side. Well, Shattern. Did throw. They had it at their back when they threw the touchdown. Yeah. So it'll be empty set. 4 wide receivers near side on the far side. Knight gets snap, throws the hitch route to the far side. Pulling it in is number 44. That is Ryland Ray. He gets knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. 7-yard reception. Make it 3rd and 3. No, it's actually a yard short, but 6 yard reception. 34. Yes, and play calls between 33 and 34 are actually pretty different. But Gearing's been content with going for with fourth and two. They've gotten it every time so far tonight. Can Chattern get a stop right here? Get a big play. They've had a couple sacks tonight. They've had three. It's going to be one. Running back fields with Knight in the backfield. Man comes in. Motion and snap. Looks to the left side. And the pass is swatted down. Who is it? I think that's Quinn. It is Quinn Bailey with the stop. Oh, it's getting Buster with the pass knocked down. It'll be fourth and four. Daniel Boyle is going to take his time to figure out what he's going to call. It's a big play in this game. Chattern's defense. Get off the field, another big play. They've been bringing a lot of heat this hearing. Offensive line wish Daniel Boyle called serviceable. He's been stressed all night long, and the Chattern Cardinals, I think they're coming again. Quinn Bailey's going to line up as the outside linebacker on the far side. Jace Hoffman, the freshman. Be watching them on pressure. I could also see them faking. Now it's going to be man-to-man coverage for the Cardinals. The Wrights win. Well, Braden Wright's going to line up 3 yards off the line of scrimmage. Everybody's giving about a couple yards cushion. Knight gets snap, in trouble, gets a draw up field. Knight has plenty of room for the first down. Jace Hoffman's going to escort him out of bounds after a gain of 10. That was a straight draw for Reese Knight, and he gets 10 and gets the first down at the Cardinal 25-yard line. So the flags just to my right are actually blowing pretty good from ball with the press box. I'm guessing they're swirling a little bit, but they're pointing toward the southwest. It's a cold breeze tonight. First cold night of high school football this season. So it's going to be a pistol. Look for the Bulldogs. Two wide receivers on the near side, one on the far side. One tight end. That gets snapped to the handoff. Two Beal spins into a tackle. Chase Hoffman is the one on top of him after a game of one. Then Bryson Bickle, the lineman, in on the tackle. So it'll be a second and long nine. Yeah, I'll call it nine myself for the Bulldogs. 9 minutes to go in this third quarter. Gearing chewing up the clock. Chattern chewed up 20 o'clock on their first drive of the game. 6 minutes 53 seconds drive. Gearing trying to do the same to the Cardinals. So we're going to go trips inside the hash mark on the right side, one on the far side. That is Beal with Knight. Quick screen on the right side, and coming and lining it up is Braden Wright. The pass was caught. Ends up causing a loss of two. And Braden Wright lights up the wide receiver. Makes it a 3rd and 11 for the Bulldogs. Last time it was 3rd and long. There's a quarterback draw for Reese Knight. Let the play develop for a couple moments, then took off upfield, got 10. He needs 11 on the 3rd down. Clock ticking, 8 minutes to go in the 3rd quarter. Knight flashes his hand, draws to the left side, and he flips through a tackler, gets knocked down at the 21-yard line, so it's a gain of 5 and make it 4th and 7. I think Daniel Boyle can go for it. I would not kick it right now. And we got an injured player. Who is it? I'm trying to look to see who it is. Almond got slammed down after that. Quinn Bailey. It's Caden Busker, and he is calling for the attention of the trainer. So we got 7:36 to go. Caden Busker's down on the ground. The trainers have rushed out to him. I will give an update when I can. But, Brad, add an extra 30 seconds to this commercial, but we are going to go to break. You're tuning in to Chattern High School Football here on KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation.
Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Okay, we're back here at Bulldog Memorial Stadium. So Kane is moving on the ground, but they are bringing out the guard right now. Man, this is tough to see. Tim, he's okay, but they are going to bring out the car right now. So, Brad, can you please take me back into the commercial? We'll be back here on KCSO.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Back here in Deering, 12-7, the Chadron Cardinals are leading the Deering Bulldogs. And part of football. But 7:36 to go here between the Chadron Cardinals and the Deering Bulldogs. The cart has came out, come onto the field. And, man. But when we get back going here in a few minutes, we'll play the rest of this football game. Hopefully, Chadron can get the win. Brad, go ahead. We'll go ahead in another 30 seconds. Let me gather myself, and we'll come back and stay here. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Welcome back to Bulldog Memorial Stadium, football stadium here in Deering. 12-7 Chadron. We're still in an injury timeout, but we'll go ahead and take a look at some scores across the region. Still a few minutes, even though, to be honest, not what I want to do with it. But just jump into Class B and just read off some scores for a minute. Hastings defeated Lexington 45-7. Gretna defeated Ralston 51-20. Elkhorn North defeated Gretna East 31-27. Lincoln Pius defeated Beatrice 41-0. Blacksmith defeated Platteview 16-10. Scott Catholic, well, that's a big upset, but they defeated Bennington 38-30. That ends a 30-plus long winning streak in an absolute tear that Bennington been on for the past 2 years. They were defeated York 26-0. Waverly beat Norris 28-21. Elkhorn defeated Blair 28-21. Grand Island Northwest, Beatty Creek, 42-0. And Scottsville is leading the Cook late in the third quarter, 20-7. In Class D1, Sydney is leading Alliance 48-7 at the end of the third quarter. Omaha Girls Catholic defeated Louisville 14-0. Boys Town defeated Roncalli. Omaha Roncalli Catholic 28-14. O'Neill defeated SCOTUS. Central Catholic out of Norfolk or Columbus 32-13. Gothenburg defeated Minden 32-0. Ashton Greenwood is finished off Omaha Groundwell Talbot 45-14. Lincoln Christian defeated Adams Central 30-14. And Auburn defeated Syracuse 21-14. Wayne beat Schuyler 33-0. Wahoo beat Fort Calhoun 57-7. Aurora defeated Milford 56-14. Cozad defeated Holdridge 41-0. Just an update for you. They are still working on Caden Buster. The ambulance is blocking our view, so it is on the field right now. I've seen Quinn Bailey, his best friend, go out and talk to him. I've seen him move. He's okay. He's okay, but he's not in good shape right now. Been here in Shattern for 6 months now. Got here on May 31st. His dad, Tim, was one of the first guys that I met. Really thinking of him, Caden, sister Bryn, and his entire family right now. But he is okay. He is okay. He will be okay. But really tough to see a kid's career end like this. Quinn Bailey, his best friend, was down in the field. I had those two on Sports Weekly just a few weeks ago. And those two were the best of buddies. Caden was talking about how they were going to get Quinn to 3,000 rushing yards this season. And quite frankly, it was one of the most fun shows I've had this year. I've had enjoyed every moment I've had so far doing Sports Weekly and all these games. But that was, between the talk sessions, those breaks were some of the most fun ones I've had this year. Caden this past summer was named the Panhandle Baseball Player of the Year in Legion Baseball. Damn. You want to look through his stats this season. I'll find them. He had 57 tackles. Last week he had a carry and 6 yards. He does have a touchdown. He actually has 2 yard carry into the end zone for his second touchdown of the year against the Lions last week. Yeah. There's still 7:36 to go in this one, in the third quarter of this game, 12-7. And here comes head coach Michael Sandstrom out on the field. So the teams are going to start warming back up. All right. We'll try to get the rest of this game done, but Deering will have the ball. It's 4th and 6 on their own 22-yard line. So who's going to step up for the Shattern Cardinals? I believe Wayne Davidson will be the big one. Ooh. So the Shattern Cardinal defense is going to step back onto the field, minus Kenan Busker, who has suffered a severe injury tonight, but he is awake and moving and looks like an air cast on his ankle and he was leaving the field. So we're going to get going. So, big play in this game. So, we're going to try to play football for a minute, and it's a big play. Fourth and six for the Gearing Bulldogs from Shattern Cardinal 22-yard line. 7:36 to go in this third quarter. 12-7 Shattern in the lead. This play is huge in this game. Three wide receivers near side, one on the far side. In the backfield is Beals with Knight. Knight gets snap, rolls near side, looks downfield. No one's open. He throws it up for grabs, and it's caught! It is caught by both Gables, and the Bulldogs have the lead. Team to 12, the Gearing Bulldogs now lead the Shattern Cardinals. 7:23 to go in this third quarter. Bo Gables with the touchdown reception, 22 yards out from Reese Knight. It was a broken play that Knight found Gables in his pitch on a two-point conversion pass back to Knight. Tim Shattern's defense pulls up. Knight rolls in the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. And the Bulldogs lead 15-12. Wow, this game has changed in a dramatic way now. So going back deep for the Shattern Cardinals will be Quinn Bailey on the kick return. He'll stay at their own 10-yard line. About to kick it off is Joel Brown for the Gearing Bulldogs. Bailey back at the 10-yard line. Brown standing at his own 40. Shattern down by three. The first time that they've been down after the first possession, after the first two possessions of the game. This is where they're going to find out what they are made of. Had a lot happen tonight. You get this win, you could beat anyone. Brown, woke him up, fires it away. It's going to be pooch kick, fair caught, catch called by Jason Hoffman, and then Shattern will get good field position at their own 38-yard line. It's going to be at 35. They're going to mark him. They called forward ball. It's going to be first and 10 Cardinals. Their first possession of this second half. They haven't touched the ball on offense in almost an hour of real time. 7:21 to go in this third quarter. So Bailey's going to line up beside Tobin Landon in the shotgun. Two wide receivers on the far side. Snap handoff to Bailey. Landon fake the pass. Bailey is going to race toward the edge. Bailey's racing Beals, and he somehow beats him on the foot race to the far sideline. He gets six. It'll be a second and four Cardinals. Beals pushed him out of play, so it'll be a second and four. Bailey You line up with Landon in the shotgun. One wide receiver, far side. Here comes the motion. And it's going to be a jet sweep to the near side. And it is open run. He slips to the ground. The ball's on the ground. Daniel Boyle thought it was down. I thought his knee. Yeah, they're going to rule his knee was down. It's going to make it a third and five. Upcoming. For the Cardinals. Ball's up their own 40-yard line. 6:45 to go. The crowd on the near sideline. The Gearing fans get up on their feet. Man in motion. That's Bryson Ryan. It's going to be just sweep to him to the far side. He comes upfield. He gets pulled down from behind. He's continuing chugging the feet forward. He gets four. It'll be a fourth and one for the Cardinals. This is go-ball territory for Michael Sandstrom.
Fourth down for the Cardinals.
6:15 to go. Clock ticking here in this. Francis Schaefer Law, experienced legal professional, with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle, third quarter. So it's going to be empty set. Here comes Bailey. He's going to line up under center and move. And they're going to call an illegal procedure on Bailey. And Shattern's going to now punt. Bailey gets snapped the punt and fires off the right foot. It's a high punt. It's going to bounce down at the 40-yard line. Bounce toward Gearing play. It's going to be picked up at the 41-yard line.
First down.
It'll be first and 10. Gearing up by three with the ball at their own 40-yard line. Studio 308, Dean Nitch. And Studio 308 Special Line. Signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with support of chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Brian Financial, expert financial advice, starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ in Shattern at 308-430-0760. So be first and 10 Bulldogs at their own 40-yard line. Reese Knight with snappy looks left side. It's a quick out to the far side. It's caught by the wide receiver. Pulling in the catch was Baron Blaine. He gets a gain of five. Chase Hoffman with a push out. Five 5:38 to go. It'll be a second and five Gearing. Bulldogs lead 15-12. So it'll be deals in the backfield with Knight. Here comes the man in motion. It's going to be a handoff to you. No, Knight's going to keep it. He flips up field, got back to the line of scrimmage.
Knight on the field for the Bulldogs. Back on the
tank.
Number 74,
Bryce Pickle. Yeah, you got a yard of Bryce Pickle came in for the tackle. So it'll be a third and four for the Bulldogs on their side of the 50-yard line. On the far hash, 5:20 to go. Saturn has Jace Hoffman out there at the right outside linebacker spot. Lane Davidson on the left side. In the middle is like Tobin Russ. Snap goes to Knight. He's in trouble. He splits out of the stack, looks downfield, throws it up for grabs. The fight for it. It goes through the hands of the intended wide receiver. The fans on my side of the field wanted to flag his run with Ray. The intended target was a deep route. On a broken play and makes it fourth down for the Bulldogs. Fourth and five. And he's going to field. Gabe Milton. That makes me think they're going to punt. The teams are going to trade to punt. After the Gearing touchdown, going back deep for the Cardinals. Cole Carnahan. Snap goes with the punter. Fired off. It was almost blocked. Carnahan's going to pick it up at the 10-yard line. Goes upfield. He spins back to the far sideline. Gets 2 foot down at 22-yard line. This will be first and 10 Cardinals from their own 22-yard line. Got 4:37 to go in this third quarter. Fire Nights Mechanical. Fire Nights Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shatter. Make your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that I know about Ream in today at 308-432-6722. Gooder's Coffee, try their Autumn Caramel Crunch. Indulge in the flavors of autumn. This exquisite latte combines our signature espresso, creamy caramel, hazelnut, and classic vanilla flavors to create the perfect pick-me-up for a crisp all day. So Shatter on that first 10 at their own 21-yard line. Two wide receivers near side. Pistol look. Bailey in the backfield with Landon. Well, behind him, and Bailey gets the handoff. It's a counter near side. Bailey trying to get to the edge. Bailey puts his shoulder down, gets knocked down at the 26-yard line. They actually can't see where he's at based on the gearing players. I think he got to the 26. No, they're going to get him to the 27, which is a 6-yard carry for Bailey. This first set of yards in the second half. No, they're going to get 5. Well, the scoreboard is. He's up 26. 27. Yeah. No, that's 5, just based on the yard marker. That'd be a second and 5 Cardinals. Empty set. Here comes Bailey in motion from the right slot. He gets the handoff, cuts out. Cuts to the far sideline, gets tackled down by the B, down at the 31-yard line. That's a 5-yard carry, so it's going to be close to a first down for Bailey. It'll be a third and short. He didn't get it. Last time on a third and short for the Cardinals, they hit the play where Bailey comes in motion and takes a snap under center. And the officials call him for a legal procedure or something, so it's going to be a physical set. Bailey behind Landon, 2 behind the right tackle, 1 on each side for wide receivers. Snap handoff. 2 Bailey runs the right side. It's a dive play. He gets the first down and 4 down to the 34-yard line, a 4-yard carry. For Bailey, it'll be a first and 10 Cardinals. It's going to be a proven drive for the Cardinals right now. Cole Carnahan getting some reps out the far side wide receiver. A snap handoff to Bailey, who runs the right side, gets ripped down from behind. That was number 74, and he's celebrating that one. That was Lucas called off, hit off after the 2-yard carry from Bailey. Makes it a 2nd and 8. Bailey's only averaging 6 yards per carry tonight. He's averaged 7.4. He's going to break one. Can he break one? We'll see. In a Buster's been he's on those blocks this season. So it's going to be a pistol set. Bailey behind. Landon gets a snap. It's a quick screen. No, he fakes it. Oh, it's a fly route down the field and running towards Tater. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cardinals. 64 yards on the pump and go. Bryson Wright with the touchdown. How about that? Shadron, a fake screen on the right side. It was a pump and go, and Bryson Wright was running wide open. The defensive back bit the fake, and Bryson Wright had nothing but green grass in front of him. So Shadron's going to go to the I formation. It's going to be a quick pass to the right side for the two-point conversion. Bailey catches it, goes into the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. Makes it 20-15 Cardinals. With 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. Jay Thompson here with you. That was big. This game had an emotional spin to it. And to go out and do something like that, that proves a lot. So, Shatter will kick it off to Gearing here in a moment. ECU Obando will kick it off. game still on their respective sidelines, huddled up. We got 2:48 to go in this third quarter. Bill Gable, great deal. Bill Gable, great deal. Back to return. For the Bulldogs, Obando will line the ball on the deep flat at the far hash from my viewpoint. Obando fires it away. And it's picked up by Gable. Gable comes to the near side. Gable has a lane. Gable is slipped through a tackle. Bo Gable turns the game on top of his head. And he goes 72 yards to the house. Touchdown, Gearing. Touchdown. 21-20, Gearing after the 75-yard touchdown return from Bo Gable. This has been a trend in this series where teams take kicks back, especially Gearing. It's Gearing doing it to get to Shatterin. So, Gearing, line up to go for two. They have nothing to lose, up by one, 21-20. Knight is in shotgun to get snapped. Looks up the middle, rolls to the near side, looking for someone. He has Ryland open in the end zone, and he gets some. Ryland Ray's two-point conversion is good, 23-20. So just like that, Gearing back in the lead, up by three, 2:34 to go in this third quarter. Teams will go ahead to their respective sidelines as we thank a couple of our sponsors for allowing us to be here tonight. American Legion, the Post of American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing. You're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. T-Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. So Shattering will now have a chance to respond down by 3:23-20. So Brown, the freshman, puts the ball on the B, just, I'd say, two-thirds of the way from the near hashes. Here we go. Yep, 2:34 to go. We got roughly 14 and a half minutes to go in this ballgame of regulation. And he pooch kicks it to the near sideline. A fair catch called. Bye. Jace Hoffman. So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals from their own 33 and a half yard line. 2:33 to go in the third quarter. So it'll be an empty set. Two wide receivers near side. I don't see where. Oh, he's lined up in the slot near side. They're going to go Wayne Davidson behind the right tackle. Another guy. Here comes Bailey in motion. He's going to get head steam after the handoff upfield. Daniel Boyle put his hands on his head as Bailey dove forward for a gain of four. It's going to be second and six Cardinals. Clock ticking. Cardinals down by three. Again, they haven't trailed beyond the first quarter of a game so far this season. There'll be a pistol set. Bailey behind Landon. One wide receiver near side. They're going to go trips just outside the right tackle. Here comes a man in motion. And it's going to be a fake handoff to Bailey. Bailey struggles for a couple yards. It's going to be a third and four after the 2-yard carry from Bailey. Third and four. 90 seconds to go in this. Preston Schaefer law, third quarter. Cardinals looking to move to 8 now. Gary looking to move to 6-2. It's going to be a physical set. Landing behind Bailey, one wide receiver near side, two on the far side. Landing against the lineup behind the right tackle. Here comes Tobin Russ in motion. He's going to be let go. It's going to be a quick pitch to Bailey. Bailey stumbled on the jump, and he gets nothing. It's going to be fourth and four, right? Okay. This is territory where you play games. If you're head coach Michael Sandstrom, your punter is Quinn Bailey. That's all I'll say from that. But they are going to come out with a tough formation. I'm just going to say this is a good spot to try it. You know what I'm thinking. You got 40 seconds to go. Bailey does have the option to make the read. He gets the snap. And he thought about it. Fires off the punt late. It was nearly blocked. And it's going to be high arc punt that gets that spots its way down like a wedge shot at the 30-yard line. Didn't move anywhere, so it'll be first and 10 Bulldog. Chance to go up two scores from their own 33-yard line. So 23.9 to go in this third quarter, 23-20, Deering in the lead. We've crossed the top of the 9 o'clock hour here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR in Shattering, Nebraska, in Shattering.com. So it'll be two running backs in the backfield with Knight, two wide receivers near side, one on the far side, no tight end. Knight gets it to counter up the middle. Looks like Bo Gable, who doesn't get anything.
Hold on.
So it'll be second and 10 as the third quarter is going to expire. That was wild, man. Gearing with two touchdowns, Shattering with a 64-yard bomb, and the Bulldogs are going to lead 23-20. Shattering has 12 minutes to prove what they're worth. Gives us Gearing deep. Emotions are high. This game is tight. We got 12 more minutes to settle this one. We'll be back in 1 minute here on 6 a.m. KCSR and Shadrat.com.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattering.
So Gearing will have a second and 10 from their own 33-yard line to begin the start of this fourth quarter. This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Chase Thompson here with you from the Platte Valley Bank Broadcast Boost Block here. Member FDIC. Quarter's big. Big quarter for the season for both sides. As Mike gets snap at quick screen on the right side. Got behind the line of scrimmage. Got enough field. And getting near the first down marker is Baron Williams. He's short of it. That is an 8-yard reception for Williams to make it 3rd and 2. Gearing's had a lot of success in 3rd and short. So 3rd and 3 after the 7-yard gain for Williams. Tonight we'll get the play call from Danny O'Boyle, 23-20. 11:30 to go. Deering has an opportunity to go to two scores. They're going to bring two wide receivers near side. Jaden Roberts, who I haven't called yet tonight, is the one outside the numbers. And a whistle. I think Danny O'Boyle called a timeout. He did. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Dot Notch Embroidery, including Hats, Letterman Jackson's first line stuffed animals, and more. We'll go ahead and keep it here with 11:15 to go. And the fourth quarter, we burn 45 seconds off this clock, 23-20. The Shattern Cardinals down to Deering Bulldogs. Big third down coming up, 3rd and 3. Shattern's been able to get pressure on Reese Knight, but he's really solid. I've been very impressed by him tonight. I've been able to get out of trouble, get passes off, and even scramble for first down as well. What does Daniel Boyle have up his sleeve? What does Southern Cardinals have up their sleeve? Head coach Michael Sandstrom needs a big play right now. So Shannon looks like they're going to go with 4 down defensive linemen, which is kind of what they do on the starting lineup. Running up at linebacker right now, I see a player that I typically don't see out there, number 57. Matt Lynn, he's lined up as a linebacker, so they're going to go pretty heavy. Matt Lynn did get a start on the line this season. Deering's going to come out with 2 in the backfield, 1 offset, 1 running back, 1 wide receiver near side, 1 on the far side. Now they're both together, it's full gable, it's a snap. Quick run to the near side for Knight. I saw a flag on the backside, there is one. Shatter's going to get a bailout as Knight goes across the 32-yard line. They want a flag. They're not going to call a push, but they are going to call a hold after the gain of 22 per night. But it'll be 3rd and 13 upcoming unless they call a hands to the face on Shatter. No, but it's a hold on here. That's a big penalty. Gearing fans want a late hit on Bailey. Usually don't call pushes, especially if they're just the kind of bro push. So it'll march it back 3rd and 13. The Cardinals will get a bailout. Daniel Boyle, talking to the near side official, asking for why they didn't call it. It would have been offsetting penalties. So it's going to be 3rd and 15 for the Bulldogs. They're going to go 2 in the backfield, man in motion. Same play, near side. Knight looking for the edge. Shattered, Reddick, good. Knight tries to get upfield. He gets wrapped up by Zane Colors. He didn't get anything on the play. So it'll be 4th and 15, and Deering's going to be forced to punt. They are going to let the clock stick to the back seat for the Cardinals. Cole Carnahan is one of them, and I believe Trey Owsley is the other. That goes back to Williams, who fires off the punt. That one is, has some backspin. Cole Carnahan lets that run out of bounds. So we'll see where they mark it out. Officials starting to march down the sideline. He marks it at the Cardinal 44.5 yard line. 3-point game, 10:22 to go. We're in a good football game, and here we go. This is where you see who you really are. Saturn has been the closest game so far this season. It's been 16. Deering has had one possession game this year, and they missed an extra point to lose. So I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Quinn Bailey. The sticks haven't been too much of an issue. It's just been out of the second half, so it's been wild. Manning gets snap. Bailey with a carry, crosses the 50, stays on schedule with a 6-yard carry. It'll be a 2nd and 4 for the Cardinals. Ten minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 23-20. So it'll be landing low and under center, Bailey. Neon formation. Gave to me on a quick pitch. I think this is a pass. Yeah, it's a pass. Bailey throws it. Oh, that was a great throw by Bailey. On a second look, he hits Bryson Wright for his first completion of the season. And it's a 14-yard reception. Glenn Bailey, his first completion of the year, halfback pass. Should have known that was coming because they don't go under, they don't go I formation often. Cardinals need to pull out of the cat right there. So it's going to be a first and 10 from the 41-yard line. Shotgun set. Bailey beside Landon. Bailey with a handoff. Counter upfield. Bailey across the 30. Gets cracked as he falls down at the 27-yard line. So he's at the 36-yard line, I beg your pardon, and falls down at 27, so a 9-yard carry for Bailey. We're going to be straight eye formation. Lane Davidson in the fullback. Dive up to the right side. We're starting to see the playbook open up a little bit. Bailey gets three and gets the first down. Seeing a lot of things we haven't seen yet this season for the Shattern Cardinals. So an eye formation, I think I've only seen that once or twice on a two-point conversion. They're trying, they've done a great job hiding stuff that they're going to do. They're going to try to bleed this clock a little bit. Each side, oh, Shattern's burn, Gearing's burn, one timeout. Shattern still has all three. It'll be a physical set. Landon hands it off to Bailey, and he gets wrapped up after before he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Lost two. It'll be 2nd and 12. Pistol set. Two wide receivers on the far side. Cole Cardahan lining up out on the outside. I haven't seen much of one of the right ones. As Bailey gets the handoff at the dive at the middle. Keeps the feet churning. He gets down to the 23-yard line. So that's a gain of three, so it'll be 3rd and 8. This is 4-down territory for the Cardinals. This is 4-down territory. That's a gain of 4. Third and 7. I think if you're shattering, you're trying to treat this as 2 plays, so you need 4 yards on this play. You need a 4-yard carry. This is set. Bailey behind Landon. It is a play action fake quick out route and overthrown. He was looking for Bryson Wright, and it'll be 4th and 7. He had the route. He just overthrew his man. Wow, there's something coming off. Glenn Bailey lined up at the slot near side. Two wide receivers, each side. Lane Davidson and the pistol behind Landon. This might be the game, guys. Landon in trouble. Throws, finds Bailey on the crosser. Bailey gets rocked after a gain of feet. I've seen that play work for a touchdown this season. It was ran on the opposite way. And the Bulldogs hold firm. Down. So Gary will have a 1st and 10 at their own 18-yard line, 6:59 to go in the 4th quarter. Shattern. So all 3 of their timeouts. Gary has 2. So it's going to be 2 in the backfield. Bo Gable along with Baron Williams. Long drive series side, and Knight gets the snap. Runs up the middle. He gets wrapped down after a gain of 1.5. So 2-yard carry because they marked him down at 20. Bailey comes in and makes the tackle. Oh, I gave him a yard, so it'll be 2nd and 9. For the Cardinals, 6:30 to go. In the backfield and the shotgun with Knight is Williams. Two wide receivers on each side. There goes a man in motion. Beg your pardon. That is Williams. A handoff. Balls on the floor. And the shatter. No, it's still loose. Who has it? It's picked up by a Gary offensive lineman. And he marches down the field and gets down to the 35-yard line. So it's going to be 1st and 10, Gary. It was bouncing on the floor, hot potato, and the Bulldogs get a first down on the deal. Shadron had a chance to get really good field position and a fresh set of downs, and now the Bulldogs have a 1st and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Clock is ticking and starting to become an issue in this ballgame. So they're going to go two wide receivers on each side. Bo Gabelman in the pistol behind Knight. They're going to start bleeding clock a little bit. Knight claps his hand. Quick pitch to Gabelman near side. Preston Wright meets him, but he jumps to the tackle, gets 3 out of the deal. He got 4, so it'll be 2nd and 6. Clock now down to 5:15. Danny O'Boyle, head coach for the Green Bulldogs, knows what he's doing right here. Can Shattern get a stop? They're going to have to force a punt. They don't have big play capabilities on the passing game, especially Gearing knows it's coming. 3 and 2, go 2 in the backfield. Snap goes to Knight. He hands it off to Fields, who gets to the edge. Fields with the 1st and 10. Got down to the 47-yard line, ended up being a gain of 8. .439 to go. Gearing starting to march and wear the Shattern defense down. Shattern without Caden Busker. Shattern, throughout the season, been very fortunate with the injury bond. And we've had guys, the Cardinals have had guys miss games throughout the season. But nothing more than a hit pointer or an illness or even a concussion, which is part of the season. Danny O'Boyle is going to call a timeout. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design, Stop Matching Burning, Doing Ads, Fundaments, Check, Personalized Stuffed Animals, and more. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor, Best Western West Hills Inn. Tune in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
So it'll be a 1st and 10 Gearing from their own 47-yard line. 4:39 to go in this Best Western West Hills Inn fourth quarter. Coming up on the 5th-7, no excuses, just results up in 7 days a week post-game show. Talk about this game, talk about what's going on next week. Sydney's going to roll in the town. A known Shattern at worst 7-1, but we still got time to decide this one. And we'll also give our Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson, Service Barber, longtime supporter of our area athletes. The handoff to Bo Gable, who loses a couple. Now he got back to the line of scrimmage after a dive. Game 2, Matt Lynn with the tackle. It'll be 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs. Knight gets the play call. Daniel Boyle, the head coach, taking his time. getting the play call in. 4 minutes to go. One wide receiver comes all the way up to that near sideline. Man in motion, that's Beals. He gets the handoff. Beals, no, that's Lynn with the tackle. Matt Lynn with the big time stop. And it's going to be third and long. Back to the Aaron 44-yard line. It was second and nine. So that's a loss of five. Ewing has been in this situation before, and they lost. Shattern, not anywhere close. 16 points is the closest game so far. So I don't even have a record for Shattern one-score games. Ewing, I do. One-score games is where you see what you're made of. Here's a man in motion. Play-action fake. In trouble at the screen. They're fine for it. That they don't call PI behind the line of scrimmage. That landed in on coverage. And the pass is incomplete, so it'll be 4th and 13. Cardinals will have a shot at this one. So it'll be, and behind the line, and you might, I don't know if you've heard that or not, but there's a fan calling for defensible, and they do not call it when it's behind the line of scrimmage. You got to be 3 yards down, at least a yard downfield for that to be called. So back to punt is Baron Williams, the liner. Quinn Bailey is the deep man, and he's going to, no, that's Braden Wright. And they'll pick it up at the 19-yard line, 2:55 to go. In the fourth quarter, we'll go ahead and take our second timeout. In the fourth quarter, you're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
On the first and 10, Bailey lined up in the Wildcat. Landon, far side wide receiver. They ran that before it was a wheel route. And guess what? That was six against Gothenburg. It was just out of his reach. That'll be second and 10 Cardinals. 2:49 to go in this fourth quarter. 23-20. Ewing looking to upset Shattern. So on this second and 10 play, it'll be pistol set. Looks like Bailey behind. No, that's not Bailey, because Bailey's on the side. And snaps toward Lanny. Looks to the left side, throws an out route, and overthrows. Not even we're close to Bryson Wright. It'll be third and 10 Cardinals. Hearing fans on my near sideline right below me on their feet. It'll be Lane Davidson in the backfield with Landon. Three on the far side. Bailey's lining up on the far hash. Pressure coming. Landing a snap. Looks right left. Throws it. And it's caught at the first down. Running upfield. Continuing. Chugging the feet. I believe that is Bryson, right? Yep, it is Bryson, right? So that's the first down. Cardinals got down to the 36-yard line. So that is an 18-yard reception. Cardinals keep light. Keep their lives. Keep it lively. It'll be first and down, first and 10 Cardinals. They're going to mark it at 35-yard line. We have 2:30 to go. Lane Davidson behind. Someone landed. Landing a snap. It's time to prove it. Your sophomore. He throws it. It goes through the hands of Bryson Wright. He had it, but wide defense back in coverage. Number 25, Bo Gable, went for the pick. And it distracted Bryson Wright just enough where he lost it and wasn't able to complete the reception. It would have been a first and 10 Cardinals. Instead, second and 10. Clock ticking. Cardinals still have all three timeouts if they want to use them. There we go. Man coming off late for gearing. Davidson behind Landon. Man in motion. That is Bailey. Bailey's the bailout in. Passes and he's throwing for Bryson Wright every time. And so far on this drive, he is 1 for 3 on it. Well, he's thrown to Quinn Bailey as well. So another 3rd and 10 Cardinals. The one completion on this drive was an out route to Bryson Wright. He ended up getting 18 on the reception, 2:14 to go. Going. That trips with 3 wide receivers near side, 1 on the far side. Snap. Pump fake. Still throwing to Bailey and over his head. 4th and 10 Cardinals. There's a good chance home playoff game is on the line right here. Davis in the backfield with Landon. Landon gets the snap. Bryson Wright's the bailout. Look, Braden Wright is thrown toward Bryson Wright. Goes through his hands quickly and Gearing holds. So Gearing will get a 1st and 10 at the Shattered Cardinals 35-yard line. 3 timeouts remaining for the Cardinals. 2:05 to go. Perfect season might be over. We still got 2:05 to go, 3 timeouts to go. 3 timeouts left for the Cardinals. They're going to need to stop right here now. The area is going to go under center. They're not going to do anything other than run triple option the rest of the way. It's a handoff up the middle. Timeout, Michael Sandstrom. After the play, is blown dead. He is not happy because they let it go a couple extra seconds. It's going to be a 2nd and 8 Bulldogs. Timeout taken by Shattern. They're first. They still got 2 remaining. Give 3. Running back 3. So, 1:59 to go. Hey. Coming up next week, beginning at 6:30, we'll have a pregame for Shattern versus Sydney. Sydney's going to roll in the town 8-0 on the season. Shattern's record still be to be determined. But Shattern is going playoff bound. We just don't know when or where yet, I beg your pardon. But we know we'll be playing on November 1st, so Sydney, Shattern, going up next week here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR, beginning at 6:30, kickoff following at 7. Hey, stay tuned to some old Classic Kids overnight, Classic Country overnight. And join us for Nebraska football beginning at 9:15 a.m. tomorrow. That's for Countdown pregame Legion into kickoff from Bloomington. Last time Nebraska was in Bloomington, they became full eligible. Guess what? That was in 2016. So Gearing's going to go triple option. Cole Gable is the back man. Pitch near side. I beg your pardon, that's Gable who gets the pitch. He's coming to the near sideline. And he gets ripped down at the 30-yard line. So he got 4, and I believe Shatter will burn another timeout. And Bailey on the tackle. So, 1 timeout left for the Cardinals. I think Gearing is going to go for it. If it gets to that situation. That'll be a 3rd and 3 upcoming for the Bulldogs. 46 to go. Cold night here in Gearing. Gearing next week will go to Hastings. And the Cardinals again will host Sydney. But hey, if you're here at the stadium listening to us here on chadrad.com, drive safe. It's cold, and I've done this drive plenty of times, as probably you have. Relax and enjoy the trip. It's definitely a fun drive. So Guerin's going to come out triple option, buck 46 to go, 3rd and 3. Man in motion, and diving forward is 9, and if he gets the first down, that's the game, and the way the officials are marking it, that will do it. He does get 5 yards, and the dream season, the perfect season, has officially been closed. John